You are listening to B&D&D, a show where we drink some brews and play Dungeons & Dragons.
I'm Marquise Hamilton, the Dungeon Master, and I'm here with... We totally forgot to do this
last
time.
Oh, wait, yeah, we did.
Oh, my God, who are we?
We'll just copy and paste this one.
Yeah.
I'm here with...
Robin Jost, playing as Beetle Bramblepatch.
Sarah Portwood, playing as Estwing.
And Jared Lindenau, playing as Mugen Genkai.
So, last time, you guys spoke with the arch wizard Ibris, who is now more or less kind of like arcane intelligence. His body is in a capsule hooked up to a bunch of tubes that is connected with a bunch of consoles that are then connected to a giant yellow crystal, and he has one of the looking glass shards in his chest, which seems to kind of facilitate the length of his life as well as the magical abilities that he is using to do all of this stuff. He explains that Malindrak and Findon have been coming here for a long time to gather intel on the looking glass shards, where they are, if anybody has them, or if they're just kind of like lost somewhere, and also just kind of how to put the whole thing back together, and as well as their plan to try to essentially reverse everything, which would then also sacrifice all of the people living today, because it essentially what's going on is the wild magic kind of caused the souls of the living at the time to then inhabit other creatures and different things, and so, you know, if they reverse all of that, then Beetle or Mugen or Estwing would no longer be who they are. They would revert back to maybe whatever they were that long ago. And this is also the reason why, like, there's a bunch of sentient animal creatures and other things around. So the wild magic seems to have really, like, just kind of shifted things around, and they want to reverse that. And he was going along with the plan because he didn't really see any alternative. The only thing that he could really see through his scrying powers of this giant crystal were the other shards and who had them, and generally the people that had them would become corrupt because of the power. He believed that this was because of what was truly in their hearts. Though you guys seem to not be corrupt, and had mentioned that these crystal shards seem to have some sort of sentience, or kind of they could make, you know, a decision and whether or not to allow somebody to use their power, or they could use their power, but also they would kind of self-destruct in madness and corruption if the shard did not approve of that person. So you guys seem like it is...
the shards are super judgy.
Yes. Well, they're pretty important. So he believes...
No excuse, shards. No excuse.
They seem to have accepted you, and he believes that seeing this kind of proves to him that there is hope for this world, and that he recognized before that Findon and Malindrak's plan was born of selfishness, he didn't see another way, but you guys are now offering him another way, and he is willing to assist you. He gave you guys a bunch of magical items.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yonder Mass.
Thanks,
whatever we celebrate.
Ibrismas. Ibrismas.
Yes.
Yay.
He's also said that...
I actually celebrate Mary Kai Day, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
Praise be to the goddess.
Everyone gets makeup. But
phenomenal fee.
He's also willing to give you the crystal, the looking glass shard that he has, though this will kill him, and he will only be able to sustain the force field that is kind of holding the water away from you guys for so long after that. So he's willing to give it to you and try to hold it off until you can get back to your ship.
How much time are we thinking? Can only waddle so fast.
I'm feeling like minutes.
I'm thinking,
yeah. You can ride Marvin.
A minute or so.
Yeah. You will ride Marvin. I'll have the boat ready, the whale ready. Mugen, can you only Misty Step as one person?
Oh, wait, I have my new cloak.
Yes, and it's like 60 feet. It's not very far.
I can cast Dimension Door to the boat.
We should
or the submarine, sorry.
Who has the boots?
At least 500 feet out of here.
Do you have the boots?
That'll be good. That'll be better than nothing.
Are you wearing the boots?
I'm wearing the
Mugen
boots.
Mugen has the boots.
Okay, we should share Mugen what
just
we...
on it. Just okay. We'll divide these up fairly later. And
perfect.
On
her foot. And for she's these... popping on those boots. That's good.
Yeah, for our wonderful gifts, Beetle is taking the Cape of Mountbank.
Mountbank.
Yeah. And Lantern of Revealing.
Okay.
Estwing is taking the Bracers of Accuracy. Hell yeah. And then Cloak of Displacement.
Okay.
The boots of moving really fast and the horn of blasting.
Sweet.
Yes. Got a blast.
You guys all take these.
The horny
the pneumatic
blasting.
Tubes that, and then like zip off somewhere.
Wait, before I leave, I have questions.
Yeah.
Julian yes.
Mugen. Don't ask where the tubes go.
Everson, I apologize. I appreciate what you're going to do for us, but I do have two questions. Just I'm so curious. I just can't help it. We've seen what Findon looks like. He appeared somewhere before us. We would know that there's trouble, but we don't know what Malandrek looks like. Have you seen him somewhat recently?
Was he?
He was here and left just as you guys entered. He was an elf. I don't know if I could call him that anymore.
Use all of this fancy equipment to maybe show us an image of him? Something certainly can cast a minor illusion spell.
Yeah, I certainly want to run into him on the street, you know what I'm saying?
You see a crystal shifts and kind of goes above you. It's a large blue crystal, and a lot of beams of light come out of it, and then they start moving really fast, mm-hmm. and it builds an image of a gaunt creature, no hair, ears are super long, his eyes and his cheeks are sunken in. He's got like tattered robes, but they look like they were extremely elegant, though they've just kind of fallen apart over a long time.
Thank you for the visual. I guess I'll really know if I ever encounter that haggard fella.
Right, right. Mm. Side note, does he seem to look like another of the species that Ebris is?
Gith Sarai?
He's not a Gith Sarai.
Thank you. Very appreciative.
He was once an elf, I believe a high elf. It has been many centuries since he has been this, though. My hypothesis, based on what I saw at court before all of this happened, mm-hmm. and you can kind of see that it's like, you know, when like on an old computer, when it was trying to like, when the computer was like thinking and like there's like a yellow light would pop up and it was like, it's like trying to like, it's like, it's like a bunch of like noise, like he's trying to think,
like dial up,
yeah. Are you familiar with Lichdom?
I think I have a general idea, yes.
I believe he may be a lich, and is why he was able to survive the shattering, though I'm not sure on how Findon survived or what he is.
That is important information to know, thank you.
So both undead, is that what a lichdom means?
A lich would be undead, yes.
Thank you, that's all I need.
Kind of, from my understanding, they find a way to keep their souls bound to the mortal realm while their bodies die and pass on, truly being undead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, and Ebris, do you think these fellas, Findon and Malandrak, were using the looking glass to make themselves live forever and made them undead, perhaps?
From my understanding, they were researching their belief of becoming gods, and so maybe this was a way for them to achieve a life extended beyond the normal means to somehow figure out how to become these gods. They thought that the looking glass would give them this, but it seems as though the looking glass did not agree with their plans.
Good on that. Looking glass.
Yes, it also just completely destroyed the world, though. This new one.
But without that looking glass, I would not be here.
True. Maybe
we would not
be
here.
But true.
Well, I appreciate it. How long have you been down here?
Calculating. He kind of stays quiet for a minute, and you see a bunch of characters come up. His face disappears from the screen and a bunch of numbers come up, and you see that the number that shows up on the screen is 53,000 years.
Mm-hmm. So long.
Even?
Mm-hmm. What year do you believe that it is?
It's the year 3000.
I believe our calendars may have gotten a little bit of an overhaul since you've been down here.
You're a little off by almost 2,000 years. So I suppose that, you're off by like 57,000 years.
Okay.
I don't know how to do math. I'm a wizard. I do magic things. So so essentially...
I'm not a chronicler, but... seems like our years are pretty off. Is that because of the shattering, I'm going to guess?
It seems as though somebody at some point has restarted counting the years.
Mm-hmm.
Though the shattering happened 53,000 years ago. And before that was the year 1758.
Ebers, that's so sad.
1736.
Can you make yourself just a face out of these runic things, or can you give yourself a body with this, or even though it may not be corporeal?
I can, if that's easier to speak with. And he uses the same crystal that he had pulled up the image of Malindrak to make a hologram of himself.
Listen, buddy, I am so excited that you managed to stay sane for this period of time. Being alone for this long must have been very difficult, and I just want to give you a hug.
Aww.
A hug.
Arms out around the body.
I mean, you can do it. There's no body there, but he for the gesture, he also thank you. And thank you for showing me that there is hope for this world. I can't justify ending so much life just for the wishes of two people who caused all this destruction in the first place.
Yeah, they should not be the ones to make the next choice here.
She gives him a little peck on what would be his forehead. So we appreciate you.
Oh, nice. Should have to jump up to do that.
See,
he is 7 feet tall.
trying to show affection here. Someone who's been alone this long would just be insane. So
yeah, you're
show Mugen, a little kindness.
Mugen's impressed.
Ah,
so years wise, so 1763,
1736,
17.
Was the 36. Year of the shattering.
Wow, I'm sorry. I have that.
I do that all the time.
I just read it. Yeah. 1736 is the year that the shattering happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 53,000 years since that happened, right? Mm-hmm.
It's actually been, yeah. But we think it's just 3,000. So
you think happened? It's the year 3,000?
Who changed the number? Ebers, do you know that?
I don't know who changed it. I just know that the shattering happened. Everything was desolate for tens of thousands of years, and at some point,
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, the computers!
Calm down, it's okay.
Ebers is exploding.
The computers, it's gotten to meltdown.
So sorry.
No, that's okay.
We're getting GAC dumped on us.
I can't take that allergy medication. That's a problem.
Do you need allergy medicine?
I'll be okay.
I don't know who started counting again. All I know is that for tens of thousands of years after the shattering, the world was desolate. And at some point, life started up again. And at some point in that time, somebody started counting, and you guys have gotten to 3,000 years since that time. But the shattering was a long time ago.
I appreciate that. So how do we get this shard out of you and get out of here?
Yes, I believe we've all come to the consensus that we
need your shard.
Are better equipped to take the shard with us than risk finding coming back to take it.
I agree. And I will finally be able to rest once you take this. And do not worry about my life. I've been alive long enough. Please take it and know that you are doing good. And you hear as the large 6-foot pod opens, and this gaunt, sickly green man hooked up to a bunch of tubes kind of stumbles out and opens his eyes to look at all of you, and now is speaking to you through his own mouth. He goes,
please just save this world.
And he reaches into his chest and just rips the shard out and holds his hand out to you all.
Mugen runs over, grabs and puts a hand on his face. Thank you.
I will hold concentration on the force field as long as I can, please. You must hurry.
I toss the shard to Esming.
You see he falls to his knees and pulled his hand out. You see a staff that was kind of leaning against the wall kind of slides across and he slams it on the ground and it explodes with light as he's just kind of holding it.
You must go now.
We go.
Okay.
We run.
I dash.
Everyone, roll initiative.
Ah!
No, wait!
No!
We're fighting the environment.
We're fighting... Oh, God.
Environmental hazards!
Oh, that's
run
not a
away.
D20.
Oh, it's like I want to die today. What's going on here?
All right.
Are you okay?
Look, Di, you and I, we've had our issues, but you're beautiful and you're new. So let's do good this time.
Those are so pretty. I love
that.
You're
going
to be
are we doing initiating?
Yep.
I think my mom is plus one. Yeah. 18.
Okay.
Beetle.
So I rolled a one.
Okay, so Beetle got 18, Mugen got 17, Estwing got a roll to 1, but that's a 6.
But now it's a 6.
But it doesn't really matter because you guys aren't like fighting anything. So Essentially what's going to happen is the ship from you guys is like 700 feet away.
Okay.
So essentially you are going to each turn, you're going to have the ability to take a dash action and then roll a D100. Depending on what you roll, some sort of environmental hazard may happen, which will have your movement speed, which can stop you. So essentially, if you take a dash action, but you roll below a certain number on a D100, then you only get your normal movement speed and not the full dash. So
good thing you put on those boots.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Did you say 700 feet away?
It's 700 feet away.
Thank you.
From where you're at. So essentially, once you guys get out of the compound, it's going to be 700 feet from the door to your ship. He's going to hold on essentially until you guys get outside and then events are going to start happening. Just to kind of give you a heads up so that you're not like freaking out inside the compound.
Well, yeah, we should have let us freak out. I'd be
too
totally
late. Already panicked.
Well, yeah.
No, we're going to panic.
Oh,
it's fine.
Well, hey.
Yeah. No, let's do it.
I've decided to panic.
So yeah, you guys, well, because the reason I say that is because I'm going to say, like, you guys, you know, you take the crystal, you take the crystal from him. And he's holding on. You guys are easily able to make your way through the down the staircase, through the mirror room, and out the front entrance. As you guys come outside, you can see above you where water is starting to spill in as the dome seems to be opening from the center above the compound, and water is starting to spill in from the inside, and it's starting to get slowly wider and wider as his concentration wanes because he's dying. Beetle, it is your turn. You can see that water is going to start filling up, and you also would know that the submarine, because it's filled with air, is going to kind of be floating on the surface as the water rises. So, and you know the general direction of where the submarine is. So go ahead, and are you just dashing towards the submarine?
Yes. Beetle's going to take a breath.
Okay.
Praise Mary Kai. to move these paws and curse that he's a land mammal in a place that he doesn't belong. And I will take a dash. And is that twice my movement speed?
Yeah, so I think 50 feet.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so you're able to do that. Go ahead and roll a D100.
You got one handy? Anybody?
Or you can roll your percentage dice.
Oh, here's one.
Oh, or that one, yeah.
Yeah. It's not mine, but...
How do you tell?
29?
I think it's 29.
Okay. as you're running...
I mean, 58.
<as you're>,
which one's on the true top?
I can't
tell. Is it 29?
It looks like it's a 29.
It's
this.
It's a 29, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So as you're running, a building wall crumbles, and as the whole area shakes and falls in front of you, so you only get 50 feet.
Oh, goodness. At least it didn't fall on me.
Or, I'm sorry, you only get 25 feet.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, because that stops you in your dash, and you only get half your movement because of it. Mugen, what are you doing?
Wishing that I knew haste.
Damn it.
I mean, so we're already out. We're already out of the room.
You're outside.
I didn't get a chance to flip off the beholder trapped in the mirror room on far left.
Oh, like, sorry.
Say his,
oh, yeah.
Say his name, flip him off as we walk out, and then we're just so he's like, what?
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
And, I was gonna say, like, her priorities are in the right place. Like.
But yeah, seeing like things crumble and falling, Megan's gonna just use her walking speed, which is now 60.
Oh yeah, you click the heels together.
Click my heels.
Yeah.
There's no place like the orca.
No place like the submarine.
Does Mugen just like power walk really fast?
Yeah. shoulders back, elbows up.
Right. One of those like Skechers step ups. Like.
Yeah.
wheelies. Just looks like she's.
Yeah.
That's the secret. It's the wheelies.
Okay, go ahead and roll a D100.
I will roll this D100.
Much better.
63.
Okay, nothing impedes you, so you're able to get 60 feet.
Come on, guys, let's go. It's time to leave.
Trying a building fell in front of me.
Faster, Beetle, faster. Don't make me try to walk back and pick you up. It'll be disastrous for both of us.
Try picking me up from under a building.
Well, I didn't fall on you. It just blocked your path for a second.
I know.
S-Wing, it is your turn. I'm assuming you're going to also try to make a run for it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to run.
All right, go ahead and roll the D100. Is that a 2?
No, it's a 2.
Is that a 2?
It's a 2.
Yeah, so...
What's happening to me today?
You see that the island kind of splits in a large chasm, kind of, the street that you're running down. Like, the other two have gotten in front of you, and you kind of get separated and have to, like, stop and, like, try to jump across. So that's half of your movement. So you're able to, what's your movement speed? Like 35, right? Yeah, it is. I just looked it up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so you're able to get 35 feet. So let's see.
Better than my 25 SP.
Yeah.
I know, but it's like I took a step and just like fucked up. Just immediately.
The ground split. Weirdly, you didn't have a choice.
But also yeah. Still weirdly like slid further ahead than you for some reason. Yeah.
All right, so Beetle, yeah, your turn again.
All right.
Make a go ahead. I'm assuming that you guys are just...
Do I have to climb the building that fell in front of me? Or
no.
Can I just run around?
You can just keep running. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming that you guys are going to dash. If you're not going to dash, tell me. If you want to use like a spell or something like that, then tell me. But if you're just going to dash, go ahead and just roll the D100 to see if something infuses
your
dash.
Yeah, I'm going to take my, chances with a dash. Hopefully. 68.
Okay.
Or
yeah,
is
you're
it
able to
89?
Yeah, you're able 60, to...
The dot.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, I see it. Okay.
So close.
Yeah. So you're able to run unimpeded for an additional 50 feet.
Woo!
So nice. Yeah, you're good. Mugen, what are you doing? You're kind of the furthest along.
They're just caught up to me now, right?
Beetle is... well, if you're all running at the same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm a little ahead.
Well, I've gone 75 feet so far, so I'm currently ahead of you.
Well, if this is all happening at the same time...
Yeah.
Bender's
yeah.
here. Bender, run with me. Bender, I pick up Bender.
After, you still have the little automaton too?
Oh, yeah. Marvin. Marvin. I pick up Marvin and Bender. And
just put them all on your hat.
Put my, rub the book, my little collection of pets that I have going. And
it's like freaking
out. And I keep walking at my 60 foot walking speed.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead and roll a D100.
73.
Nice.
You're able to do it. You're fine. So
power walk that farm of pets.
And then S-Wing, what do you go ahead and roll a D100 if you're just dashing?
I am dashing. 35. Yeah.
Okay. You're able to make it. Nothing seems to. Some buildings start to crumble, but you just pass them as they fall kind of right behind you. And that's what, 70 feet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
Let's see.
Oh, you have a little
Fender. Cool. Beetle, it's Beetle, your turn.
He's gonna keep on dashing. 88,
nice.
You're good. So, let's see here. I needed to rewrite this here. I've run out of space. So, yours is 50, right?
Yes.
All right, Mugen.
I feel like Beetle's not quite like catching up, so I will use my walking speed to move 40 feet ahead instead of a full 60, so I'm not trying to outrun my friends, trying to stay with.
Well, if the water rises,
roll a D100.
You can bring the submarine to me.
65? Okay, you're good. So you're going to go 40 feet.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to separate from my friends.
Okay. And then S-Wing.
Dash. Okay.
51.
51, you're good. So 70 feet. All right.
I put S-Wing like in front of me now?
Yeah, S-Wing is past you.
Oh,
and
I should
Beetle.
Be doing math. Should I be doing math?
I'm doing it. You're fine.
Thank God. Okay, because I was like, I don't even know.
Are you sure you're not that good at math?
I'm not very good at math, but that is probably going still. To, I'm going to give you guys the benefit of the doubt. If I can't figure out the math, I'm going to just like estimate.
We just have to out-math the DM.
And it'll probably benefit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this plan.
So far, I've run 500
okay.
feet.
I went 50 feet and then stepped back 10.
Yeah.
Still 40, but.
So, as you guys have gotten a bit further out from the compound, you see that the hole at the top above the crystal is starting to widen, and it is now widening pretty far. The water level is starting to rise, and it will soon become either difficult terrain or you're gonna have to swim. So
good thing
Beetle,
I just learned the other week how to swim,
right? Beetle, go ahead and give me
it's only been a week.
Right,
a good day.
Go ahead and dash or
dash away. 48.
Okay.
Nice.
You're able to make another 50 feet, so you are at 525 feet from the ship.
Good.
Mugen, are you continuing to dash?
Yeah. Continuing my new fantastical walking speed of 60. It was like grandma power walk.
Okay.
Up and feeling like Beetle's starting to catch up, I'll move the full 60.
All right. And then S-Wing, okay, go ahead and run, roll, make sure nothing.
Oh, no! Oh, wait, no, sorry, that's a 7, not a natural one.
Well, it's still
one.
Bad.
It's
not
still bad.
Great, but it's
not one bad.
A building kind of like something explodes in a building and it just flings debris in your path. So you only get 30 feet.
Since that's just my movement and not a dash action,
do you
want
to try to take
a dash?
Okay, yeah.
I'd like to do a spell to see if maybe I could move this out of the way of the rest of us.
So each thing is kind of affecting you individually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, you know, if it doesn't seem like an obstacle for all of us, I'll hold on to that magic. And
are you just going
to
dash?
No, because I feel like I'm still like concerned about my friends because we're together now, or we still feel like we're together now.
If you lose half of your movement, then you would be like 5 feet behind Beetle.
Okay, so then
so you guys are together.
Okay.
Then that's fine. I want to be in with the group. I'm trying to keep close by, so that if need be, maybe some magic can help us.
Got an idea.
S-Wing.
I do have ideas. I imagine.
S-Wing, you are ahead of everybody.
I'm going to keep that up. If I can. Don't worry.
The water's rising. We don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I'll keep, I don't know, I'll start up the Orca. I'll put the heat on.
Get the engine going.
It's really for you guys that I'm running so fast.
Is that 21?
It is.
Uh-oh.
Okay, yeah, it's something. The
Karma
water is starting to kind of slow you down a bit as you're running. Running through it, it's starting to come up to like your shins, and you're having to like high step through it.
Aren't like fish coming in here, right?
I mean, there's probably some, but so you're able to get 35 feet, which I mean, it's still not bad. Let's see here.
She likes.
You're
to
currently
read.
That's okay.
You're currently 480 feet away from the submarine.
That's great.
So you're pretty far ahead of everyone, actually.
You can throw me, Marvin. If you
bodyguard.
Want. Yeah, I was gonna say like you can like I
wait
can be
for me.
Protect us. We're not all strong swimmers.
Can I throw you? Like, is that? I don't know.
You're nice, so though. Far ahead.
I'm not that small.
But
how far is that swing from the ship?
480. Right now, you guys are. You're at 525, and Mugen is at 530, and you're at 480.
In some future world, we'll worry about the.
Can't wait to be used
we'll
as a
weapon.
The collapse flood that's happening
the
right
next
now.
Tavern we go
just
to.
Throw me, and I'm gonna shoot stuff with my gun.
Right,
that makes more sense. He is smaller
amazing.
Than me,
but I'm probably heavier.
probably, but Beetle, go ahead and roll a D100 if you're continuing to dash.
Yo, he's dashing. 56.
You're good.
Wonderful.
So 50 feet.
Perfect.
So you are at 400 and, let's see, 75.
So you're not too far behind. Are you catching up? Cool. Mugen, are you dashing?
I'm power walking. Power walking 60 feet. As long as I can walk.
Just using your normal movement.
Yep. As long as I can do it. He's got a magical item. What's this happen? Oh, that was so almost bad. 59.
Okay, you're good. So 60
almost
feet.
Seven again. It was
roll.
Seven again.
Hmm. Seems like 30 is the bad number to cross.
Right.
All
right.
And then S-Wing, what are you doing? Are you
dashing?
All right.
56, right?
Okay, you're good. So that's 70 feet. Nice. You are leading the pack there by a good...
Why are you leaving us behind? Yeah,
by a good 60
tall.
Feet.
My long legs just keep...
By a good 60 feet, you are just fucking, like, hauling
ass. Tall
jokes
when we get back.
Right, that's right.
All right, so another round. Go ahead and roll a D100 beetle for your dash. Unless you're doing something else.
Would like to utilize his new cape.
Okay.
Oh, fashion.
You are within 5 feet of Mugen if you want to try to take her, or if you're just going to yeet yourself into a different dimension and vamp to the ship.
Nice.
Look, if a dimensional door opens in front of me, I'm walking through it. I'm in.
It does have a range of 500 feet for an area I can visualize.
You guys are like on a hill, so you can kind of see downwards, but the water is rising. So.
But can I just like imagine the cockpit of the Orca?
Oh, shit.
Does
no,
it work
you
that
could,
way?
You could teleport to it.
Okay.
So you can't teleport like
into
a
it,
space.
No.
Okay.
How does utilizing this item work as like your action? And if Mugen's 5 feet away, could I be like
you can within 5 feet you could grab Mugen's hand?
Because it says I can take someone the same size or smaller.
Yep. So you could grab Mugen's hand and then
small,
do it.
Do
I don't know.
What does Mugen count as?
I think you're a medium sized creature.
Tell me you're a medium sized creature.
I think I'm medium, but
oh, thank goodness.
I believe you are.
Oh wow, okay.
Or else we give that cloak to the wrong person.
Oh no.
I don't know where it would say, unless you have it in your D&D.
You arrive exactly at the spot desired. It can be a place you can see, one you can visualize, or one you can describe.
Oh, I guess if you can visualize it.
Yeah.
So.
It's even weirder with Dimension Door.
You can totally, like, you've seen the inside of this cockpit. You could visualize it and just fucking yeet yourself there.
I mean, I am a Titanic badger, so I'd imagine I'm...
You're a medium size.
Okay.
You could totally, you can take Mugen with you. If you like. And
oh,
also, yeah.
Yeah,
as it's written, if you can visualize the inside of the submarine, you can teleport into it.
And the water's rising, right?
Yes. It's like shin level to S-Wing, so it's like waist level to you.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
It's about to be, this next round, you're going to have to start swimming.
Okay, so Beetle is going to flip on his new shiny red cloak.
Okay.
Admire the embroidery on it briefly, and then grab Mugen's hand and...
What do you say?
Oh, why do you have to do this to me?
Yeetus Lapidus.
You can work with that.
Stupendous back door of the goddess.
I like it.
A dark portal, nice. Or wherever this works.
Yeah, it's like a door that like seems to just like appear in front of you, like opens up and just like straight into the cockpit.
So I guess if you were in front of me, I would have grabbed you and pulled you back into the portal. What?
Yeah.
And I'm envisioning the cockpit of the Orca.
Mm-hmm.
And is that where we end up, hopefully?
Yeah. So you grab Mugen's hand, a door appears in front of you after you yell the stupendous back door of the goddess. And through that, as the door opens, you see the interior of the Orca. And you're able to, like, run through and it closes behind you. And you're now inside. S-Wing is still running.
Still running.
Beetle, that's so handy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now we just have to fetch S-Wing.
Do you think the bodyguard will make it?
So S-Wing, go ahead. And
we
are
have
you
to
just,
save the
bodyguard. Running?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
go
still,
for it.
I'm
roll,
just going to keep down.
Roll a D100.
No. Oh, I got a 4.
Ooh. Oh, no.
So something impedes you. Another building kind of like is tumbles over from the water. And the water is now like coming up like past your waist and you're going to have to start swimming. Mm. You're able to get 35 feet. So
what can I do for you? Let's see here. Just I don't think there's anything.
Are we a floaty?
We just bring the sub.
I mean, I had like
to Estwing.
yes, actually, not a bad idea. That's very good.
We can open the mouth and then eat.
Right.
And then
right.
Safety.
All of my emergency Estwing, plans are out now.
375 feet so just... from.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then
75 feet.
That's what I what I'll say is that you guys are able to move the submarine, though the water level isn't super high yet. So yeah, you're gonna have to like slowly navigate through like buildings and not hit stuff.
So you can't just like the overdrive to move 100 feet towards her.
You could. You're gonna hit stuff.
Okay. Yeah. It's got a force
field. I think we gotta turn it on first too.
Well, like, but so yeah.
Probably the, have to spend around.
Hopefully, yeah, Swing doesn't have the keys.
No, it's got keyless start. Keyless
with
ignition.
My precision throwing ability, I'll just like it'll be like a bullet through the side of the submarine.
Oh, yeah, you can curve bullets now with those accuracy bracers.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
I mean, honestly, if you can get close enough, that would be kind of sick. But no, I mean, yeah. You guys, it doesn't have like a key. You can just push a button and start it.
That's
It's a push.
Keep it consistent there. You guys, so the ship moves, it has the 100 feet if you use the overdrive, but there's kind of obstacles in your way as the water is rising. S-Wing, at this point, you're going to have to swim.
We got this. We got the sub running. Yeah. It'll be fine.
It's fine. It's fine. The sub is running.
It'll be fine. Nothing bad ever happens to us.
I know. It's awesome. It's just so not going to bite us in the ass.
I need to pull up.
What about the shard you got?
I was literally like trying to stick around you guys to be like, and we rope trick up into this room and wait. And then I wanted
good idea it, though.
And do it. But we are separated now. It does not work. We're
shit. Yeah, rope trick's not a bad idea if the water's getting real bad. Because I'm picturing this big ass stone.
If we were swimming, I was thinking sneak up into the portal and then.
Damn good idea.
Yeah.
Damn good idea.
What is the speed of this?
But it no longer applies. So plan
the
work B,
is 30 feet.
Out.
No it,
it's
30 B.
Feet?
Plan C,
yeah, I wrote it down.
Still maybe
it can
plausible.
Evade 30 plan feet C, speed.
No.
Overdrive 100 feet.
I didn't have
feet.
That as a plan.
Okay.
So fine. That was plan B.
Is overdrive plan the same as dash or different?
Overdrive is kind of like a dash for the submarine, but it more than doubles its speed.
Okay.
It's got NOS, bro.
I know.
One subnautical mile at a time.
Yes. So you guys can move. You guys can move 30 feet. I will say within a round or two, the water level is going to be high enough because we're on what 2, 3, 4.
How far is Estwing from the ship at this point?
All right, so we can get a couple.
She is 375 feet.
Go.
So 375 feet. You guys can move 30 feet right now because you have to kind of like move slowly and like maneuver through some stuff. But within the next round, essentially, the water level is going to be so high that you guys can just kind of go because it's rising fast.
And this is like a big dome.
It's big. Yeah, it's essentially like
did
a city
we...
state.
Yeah.
Can you cast any water breathing?
She's going to have to be a little closer.
Okay.
Was
I don't remember
dude,
if we
like that was
see
plan
me.
C.
Oh, that's plan C.
So S-Wing, go ahead
like
and
I
should have
given you my water breathing cap.
S-Wing, go ahead and roll a D100 as you're swimming.
I want to say it's a 23. So no. Yeah, so what do I...
So yeah, as you're swimming, you kind of like you're stuck. You have to like kind of climb up on top of a building that's not fully submerged yet and then get over it and swim.
Okay.
So that's 15 feet that you get.
Well, this is gonna be a white knuckle race.
It's starting to get bad.
Yeah.
You guys are able to move 30 feet.
That's helpful. Thank
go
you.
Ahead and roll a d100 to see if anything kind of gets in your way.
Here, I'll have which. Yeah, don't let me roll it. It'll be bad luck.
I moved too much.
No.
Is that a one?
It's a one.
It's a one.
Why
fuck.
Do I?
Why did you let me roll the die?
I should have rolled it again.
So you're able to get 15 feet. So you guys are
like turning the ship around and trying.
No,
to
that's
get
reverse.
It going.
Dang it.
So you guys are 345 feet apart.
Wait, we drove it. This is not my first fault. Time
I'm a terrible driver. Burrower always does the driving.
Go ahead and roll another D100 S-Wing.
Okay. Well, at least we're arguing inside the submarine. Yeah.
25.
Yep, ooh. Another thing. So you only get 15 feet. Another thing happens where something falls and kind of pushes you underwater for a second. And you had to like kind of swim out.
So waves go against the direction you're pushing. And you're swim, swim.
You guys are 330 feet away from each other.
Okay.
So wait, let's see here. You see that you are now like the water level is at the point to where like the pocket the of dome. Air between the hole and the water level inside the dome is like 10 feet. Fuck. But it's so high now.
What the shit?
Yeah, it's so high now that you guys can just move forward freely.
Beetle's gonna punch the NAS.
Okay. go ahead and well, there's not really anything to obstruct you at this point.
So well, she's 300 feet away. Nazca is 100 feet.
There's nothing to just obstruct you at this point because you guys are like so high above any of the buildings. Like it's just like the hole's getting wider. It's filling up faster and faster.
So we could technically submerge it underwater.
Then
yeah, she's swimming on the surface though. Yeah.
Come up and chomp Jaws style. Yeah.
You're 230 feet away.
Okay.
So you go ahead. There's nothing really to obstruct you now. So just try to swim as fast as you can.
So this is...
You got like a round.
I have got a 62.
Okay, you're good. Woo, woo. So that's 35 feet. Okay, so you're 195 feet away.
How long can I
hold? It's about 5 feet until the dome is totally underwater. Oh, you've got a little bit of leeway. So are you guys moving forward?
No. I'm like realizing this. I'm just so
punch
far.
The NAS after. Beetles punch it.
Punch the NAS.
You're 95 feet away.
Okay, we can work with this.
Are you moving forward?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so you can go ahead and do that. That's not going to be, there's nothing to impede you. So that is.
Oh, thank God.
72.
Yeah, that's good. I first say that.
So you're 60. You're 60 feet away.
How do I run?
60 feet away, but at this point, the dome has collapsed and you're fully submerged.
I'm under.
Fully submerged.
Fully submerged in the water. Go ahead and roll me. Go ahead and roll me a D100 luck check.
Oh, we're at that point.
Yeah, go ahead and roll me that.
Okay.
Bless.
What is that?
The 26.
Okay, hang on.
Not great, but
not great. That's terrible. One.
Not great, not terrible. Not
terrible.
Could have been 1 point worse.
60 feet away, huh?
If I die,
I die. Shit.
Wait.
If I die, I die.
No, you're not gonna die. I don't know. Maybe.
I know. Like, how many turns?
I have a serious question. When I learned the water breathing spell, did I cast that on everyone?
Tried
it out, right? Like we dunked your head.
Holy shit!
Shit, wait, right? How long does it last?
24 hours.
I forgot that you did water breathing.
What?
Yay!
Yeah, you start freaking out and you're struggling and you finally like
high five. Holy shit!
You're freaking out, you're struggling, you finally like let go of your breath, accept that you're about to die, breathe in, and you're like, holy fuck, I can breathe!
I forgot the first thing that we did at the tower.
I totally forgot you did that too!
Oh my god,
that's fucking so
puzzle fucking with the lucky. Water.
This is we such you. A good movie.
Because I made a hat.
Right, you made a hat, and so I cast it on.
You cast it on, cast it on and you and me. And we specifically went into a kitchen. Yeah, and we dunked my head in the head, water. Yeah. And oh my gosh. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I didn't know
here?
It lasted that long. That's
like episode wise, that was just a moment ago. But like person wise, that was so long ago.
Oh my gosh,
I forgot about that.
Able to play.
So that is so good, dude. Like, I totally forgot you did that. And I was like, oh, fuck, you did do that.
Oh, you're
testing. And that was definitely
out.
Less than 24 hours ago. So, like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, S-Wing, you think you're about to drown. You, like, give up.
I make
all,
peace with it.
Like, breathe in. And you're like, wait, I can breathe.
I'm okay.
I am a mermaid.
You guys are able to, you're able to get to the submarine and... you know, open the manhole at the top. As you get in, all of the water kind of like it floods the entire area. You pull yourself in. You kind of get sucked into it from the negative pressure as the air gets pushed out and the water comes in.
Cool.
And it, the lid slams down above you, but everything is underwater at this point. You guys looking around, you can kind of hear a faint droning and flashing on all the screens as you see emergency error code 64007, engage water evacuation system immediately. And there's a large red button in front of you, Beetle, on the cockpit that's just flashing EAS or EES.
I'm just
guys, slap it.
Yeah, slap it.
Sitting there holding Bender and Marvin. Like,
you slap it in here as all the water just gets pushed out
nicely,
and it starts to float up to the, you know, starts to float away. And the ship starts to float away, not the water. That wouldn't make any sense. The ship gets filled with air once more, and the alarm stops going off, and you guys have successfully escaped. That was lucky as fuck, dude.
Holy shit.
Because we're going to start getting into like how long you can hold your breath rules and shit like
that. You're going to start taking damage because
can I cure someone that's drowned?
In the luck check, I'm assuming it was too low. My 26, what would have
Oh no, yeah, that was too low.
Way too low. What would have been an acceptable luck check?
If you got essentially like within like the 60s, then
That was way off. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Luckily, we don't have to know because it all worked out.
Yeah.
Thank
that was...
you for saving my life episodes ago.
Like,
yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
even
reactive life save.
Holy fuck, man.
I'm
like,
you check how long
well. That's
that
really,
was.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
You guys are able to
write her a thank you.
Frantically.
I'm done. Yes.
What are you guys doing? Like, you see this crystal, the giant yellow crystal, which is like the whole compound is like being imploded essentially from the water pressure as the crystal like falls over and kind of flickers out of light and lands on the ocean floor, and all these buildings are being crushed as you're starting to float back up. You see the construct of the dragon turtle is like crushed under rocks and stuff.
Mugen's just looking out the porthole down at the city, and like just a single tear runs down her face as she thinks about all the books in that library that she couldn't save.
True.
Beetle flops onto his back and he hugs Ibble to his chest.
Ibble's just
amazing.
Just like amazing. Upset. Like, why did you take me down there?
I didn't want to go down there either.
Oh my god, I can breathe. Oh my god, I'm not okay, but I'm okay. Holy shit.
Yeah, I think we might all have a little PTSD after that. shall we head up?
And then... I never want to be underwater ever again. And I don't think S-Wing wants to either.
Same. Get me out of here.
Let's go.
Thank you. Shout out to Mugen for casting that 3 episodes. Well, not that I know. Fourth ball breaking universe.
Fine, yeah.
But 3 episodes
that
ago.
That was very surprising to me. I totally forgot about it,
an
it and then you said
ago.
It, and I was like, oh, fuck,
yeah,
you totally did do
it
that.
Totally
oh my god.
Mind, yeah.
It was...
Oh my god. That was like fucking Hail Mary, like...
Hail
not
Mary
even that.
10.
That wasn't even... Because like Hail Mary would be like, if you did it in the moment.
Wait,
this was something that was just kind of like...
This was a
worked
secret.
Out,
I'm
totally
so,
unexpected.
I think this is it for fans listening that are listening like back to back each episode, you guys have the experience. I think it's called dramatic irony when the audience knows something that the character doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was a
They're
really
like,
good
remember,
example of that
you
today.
You have water breathing.
Yeah. And it's like, but no, she's going to be okay. And it's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I totally forgot about it too.
That was awesome.
That was great. But yeah, you guys, you remember how this thing worked before? I'm assuming like S-Wing, you jump into the cockpit again and just... punch in, they're like, go back to
go
the
home.
Old East Vale, please.
Old East Vale.
And you're able to...
talk to Lily.
The ship kind of... and just starts to make its way back. You guys are able to...
I hate to ask.
Ride along the ocean
do
waves.
Do we see a turtle?
The construct?
He's off, right? He's off.
Oh, no, the dragon
no,
turtle?
No, he got crushed.
Oh, he died.
Yeah,
okay.
He was
yeah,
crushed.
Some of the buildings and stuff, like... fell okay. on him. He might not have died because he's a construct, but
he can't. Okay,
he was kind of.
What is life?
Yeah.
gotcha. Regardless, the hell out.
Arcane intelligence man keeping it alive.
The construct. It's a little weird, but yeah. So
maybe
it,
someday we'll go back.
It
and
wasn't
find
technically
out.
Alive.
You don't,
it was more
go,
of like a machine.
Again,
yeah. So. But you guys are able to make your way back. It takes a little while to get back. You're able to take like a long rest.
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, as we're
staying, we sail
up on the water, not like below the water, so that maybe we could open the hatch and just breathe outside air.
Well, yeah, can you like in this kinda, in the multi-yonder, is it possible to get the bends?
Oh, shit.
I guess.
Wait, maybe we don't want to go up too fast.
I want to call out if true. Right. I should have. I feel like died from like water pressure.
I feel like that. Yeah.
Don't question you're magic.
It's fine.
Okay. I'm down.
I think that's only if you're breathing like enriched oxygen through like a scuba tank, and not if you're like in a pressurized vehicle such as like a submarine.
The submarine should adjust its pressure.
Yeah, I don't think that that's only if you're like breathing like super rich oxygen through a scuba tank and not like, I think, might be wrong, don't fucking at me.
Ask the internet.
Damn.
But yeah, if you guys want to just like immediately surface and then kind of like ride in on the surface, you guys can do that.
Yes, so we should open the jaws of the orca so we can let the sea breeze.
Yeah, essentially the bottom jaw of the orca can like, so it'll like come. Yeah, and so like the orca's head can like open so that there's like a deck there that you guys can go out onto. You guys can
breathe some non-recycled air. That's what I'm looking for.
Nice.
You guys can do that as you're pulling in, or as you surface, that it opens. You're able to like go out onto this deck to the surface, and you can see the sky above you. And you know that
seagulls land is nearby.
Yes, you know that this thing can kind of drive itself back towards the destination.
That was great.
Yeah, well, everybody's doing it, so I want to too.
You guys
literally cannot wait to listen to this episode.
Spend some time on the front deck of this orca submarine.
Yeah. Can I do something?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Like, you've got some time before you make it all the way in to shore.
I know what I want.
So, what do you guys want to do?
Beetle, since you said we took a long rest,
this all counts as a long rest. You're just chilling.
Mm. All right. So during my long rest, Beetle decides to forget his infusion of a cap of water breathing, even though he just saw how useful that spell was. but he's going to use it to replicate a magic item of an alchemy jug and make 4 gallons of beer with that to distribute to his companions.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Beetle.
We need this.
Water breathing cap disappears and you like...
This is Bruise and D&D. We need Bruise.
Yeah. I could say you guys all definitely need a beer after that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys all have Beetles pouring you all pints of beer.
Or we're just drinking straight just from straight out of the jug.
I was going to say, I don't know where you get pint glasses. You're just all just like swigging out of this jug.
Unless the orca's got some special...
Probably doesn't have it.
Pint glass drawer.
I just wanted to say I'm so cocky that I'm just drinking the beer without breathing because I don't have to. Well, I'm breathing as I'm drinking.
Oh, yeah, I guess you don't have
and
to.
And I'm just like, hey, I'm invincible.
Can't drown in beer.
That's right, can't drown on beer. Well, not within these 24 hours, but tomorrow, though.
Yes, that's
terrible.
Fucking hardcore, dude.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep
drinking.
Don't drink all 4 gallons,
died, so.
But...
My personal gallon is being downed as we speak.
Yeah. So, yeah. Is there anything else that you want to do as you're kind of pulling in?
I want to look at the shard. The extra shard. Did you give it to me? And then I caught it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to look at it. But
remember the word. Oh. It's the word.
Well.
Venulin?
Well, that's to, like, combine it with something.
Mm. Oh, that's true. And I just want to stare at it. Like,
yeah.
If you look into this shard, what is in Estwing's heart? What does Estwing want?
I think I see 2 shadowy figures, but I can't tell who they are. And then I'll work with the DM on that. So,
yeah. Vision to be released at a later date.
Because even Estwing doesn't totally understand what she sees.
Yeah, you see 2 shadowy figures. You're not sure on who they are. It seems like weird, void-like in there. Though the shard doesn't seem to be rejecting you. It's just kind of showing you like an inner thought or vision.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at it and I'm like, Beetle got up running through a field with his bee bestie.
And then, Mugen, did you look into your shard before you put it into your hat?
I never have, no. Can I look into your shard?
Yeah, yeah. Here's my shard. I want you to look at it.
What is Mugen? What's in Mugen's heart?
Mugen sees, like, a vision of herself kind of, like, cackling and happy and excited and just, like, money surrounding her as she then, like, shoves it in her landlord's face and buys the building that she lives in.
Nice.
That's like, what Mugen wants.
That's like a smart vision, like specific, measurable, whatever the next one is, action. You've got it down. You're going to become like a slumlord.
No, she kicks everybody out of the building. Like, it's hers all now. I live here.
That's a good vision.
I own this building.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
The landlords.
And then I'm like, freaking saw something? That's bullshit. And I take it back and I look at it and it's still fuzzy. Two fuzzy figures.
Well, I mean, what that might say something about your guys' characters. And we'll see what happens. But they don't seem to be rejecting you.
We've been able to combine these with things that we have, like my fancy hat. She twists it, turns
it. Beautiful Ibble has a shard in her wings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's something you'd like to try to connect this to? I think that takes it off the object. I think it's Limi to add it to.
Limi adds it.
Probably right.
Amelia takes it away. So then I'm
it's
just
not
looking.
Because I just checked my notes. It's because I just remembered.
You just remembered because your memory is incredible.
Yeah. It's so good.
We don't
Limi
need to take
on, Venule off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah, like lay off. Shard. Mm.
So, Mr. DM, do I get, do we pick? Did you pick Abel's wings? Because I feel like when
the shard
just kind of
did it.
Yeah, you pick what...
No, well, it's been explained before that you can actively
attach
it to something, but in times of great need, they seem to just, like, attach themselves to things if they need to, and they're not attached to anything.
Well, and Abel's wings look so pretty with, like, the mirror reflection of the shard, so...
Gorgeous. Yeah. Well, then I guess...
She deserves it.
Since I am here and we've got some downtime, I'll use the...
Limi.
I am not good at the magic stuff.
Don't worry, we got you.
Say the right words.
And then the shard goes, and I put it in my axe, Lavender Breeze.
Okay.
Lavender Breeze.
Love Lavender Breeze.
I will tell you what that does.
Okay.
Pull out?
So the shard that you have... you feel like bolstered a little bit, as if you're like a little bit more hardy, and you find that this gives the it gives you the spell of false life.
Ooh,
that's
questionable.
So essentially, what that does is it gives you this version of this spell gives 2d4 plus 4 hit points, temporary hit points. So you basically have like extra hit points.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, how many specifically?
So pretty much each day you can roll 2d4 and then add 4 to that and you'll have like extra hit points for 24 hours as long as you have this.
Ooh, nice daily.
So I'll give you like a little bit of tankiness. It's kind of tied to like him extending his life kind of deal.
I don't totally understand. Like each day I can add 2d4 like to my attacking?
No, so to your HP. Yeah. So you roll 2d4 and then for each day you roll 2d4 plus 4 and then you add that number. So like a possibility of 16 extra hit points that you could have every day.
Oh shit. Okay. Each 12, I'm just writing it out.
Is it 12?
So I forget.
I'm good at math.
Plus 4 is 8 plus 4 is 12. So you could potentially have 12
bonus hit points.
Yeah, for an entire day.
Okay, awesome. Could potentially have the lowest number I could have.
So 2d4 plus 4 would be lowest would be 6.
6 is the lowest. So between 6 to 12.
The d4 is 1.
Yeah.
Two ones.
Yeah.
If you roll 2 ones and then plus 4, you have 6. So between 6 and 12 extra hit points every day.
That's awesome.
Two triangles.
Yeah.
That would be 6.
I was told math wasn't going to be prevalent. I know it's not hard math, but my brain just shuts down.
I'm not good at it either.
It's so hard. But thank you for explaining that because I keep forgetting.
This one rolled it.
You roll.
This gold one rolled it 1-3 times.
Damn. Oh, I don't like that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Stay away from you.
Yeah.
Dangerous guy.
We found out what your dark intentions
But yeah, so essentially this kind of bolsters your life. And it makes sense because he was using it to extend his life unnaturally.
Well, it doesn't quite prolong your life 50,000 years.
Well, he was also hooked up to a giant crystal and a whole bunch of other computer things. That's baller.
Shit, why didn't we ask to put that in our clothes?
Well, it's very big.
Yeah, why... Go up to it to try to like
the opening of a bag of holding can be 3 feet by 3 feet wide.
It's not gonna work, Mugen.
Yeah, right. It's definitely over 500 pounds. It was like multiple stories tall.
Ah, shit.
Hey, Ibris, can you just like wait for a second while we ransack your city real fast? We'll be back in an hour.
Yeah, or ten.
Damn. Yeah, there's probably a lot of sweet shit in that city.
I mean,
you cried about the library. Like,
But, yeah, are you guys doing anything else as you're kind of, like, leisurely strolling in?
Mugen is just...
Taking a break, getting drunk.
That's right. Yeah, I'm just on deck, looking at the ocean with Ibble, drinking out of my alcymy jug till I fall asleep.
Ibble's buzzing around.
Yeah.
Mugen's just documenting the whole adventure, writing it down in journals, all the different things she's seen, places she's been. Might be used in future books somewhere. All
right.
And then maybe, goes through her own magical book and spells to maybe prepare something new for the next day.
Okay. Well, as you guys take a couple hours, have some drinks, get a little toasty, as you know that, you know, kind of have like an autopilot. Eventually you see the city of Old Eastvale come into view. And for what it's worth and everything that you've gone through, you feel like maybe you know a little bit more about what's going on in the world. And maybe you've experienced some things that have made you stronger. You're all now level 6.
Woo-hoo. Yeah!
I feel like I'm like 6 times better
than you were at the beginning.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And holy shit. That is where we're going to end that session today.
Okay.
Fuck, I got a level up.
Asking, yeah, level. Woo!
Woo!
I don't care about the rest of you. What's going on? Give me levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
It's not that hard to level if you weren't using pen and paper, but you know.
Oh, yeah, it's not so bad. I just hit buttons and it like does it all.
Yeah.
Robin's got to write it all down.
Oh, no.
New spells.
Change her binder.
I don't like the way that D&D Beyond lays out your shit.
I love it.
D&D Beyond, excuse that and please sponsor us.
Change the way your character sheet is laid out so it actually makes sense and it shows the spells that you have chosen instead of having to go through them all.
It does do that.
It does.
It totally does that. It
totally does that, yeah.
It's so small. What? How about people that can't read tiny text?
Like, when I go to the spells tab, this is just the spells I have prepared.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you the details on them.
If you click on them.
Where's my level 1 button?
It's very handy.
What do I
D&D Beyond, I love you.
Robin's just a pen and paper elitist.
I'm like, that's these fine. Are the spells I have right there. All on 2 pages. Don't have to scroll or do any clicking and shit.
It does look really nice.
Pen and paper is the best.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for
and
listening.
Having to do the math.
Yes. Thank you everyone for listening. Please check us out on Twitter. Follow us there. And if you have any questions, please reach out. I run that. So just let me know if you want to talk about stuff. Thank you guys. I mean, we've seen our numbers like go up a ton recently, which is really, really cool. Like, it seems like a lot of people are listening to it and enjoying the story. So
thanks, y'all. We love you.
Yeah, yay. We love you guys.
Tell me how much you love Mugen.
Do you love Beetle more than Mugen?
I accept that this might happen.
Healthy competition.
And if anybody wants to join the Mary Kai Guild, please go to MaryKaiEssentials.com.
Please like and subscribe.
The URL does not exist.
Not a real website.
But I might buy it.
I will legit buy Mary Kai merch. I'm dead serious. I will.
I mean, honestly, that would be kind of cool. If anyone wants Mary Kai merch, let us know.
Yeah, we can get you
Robin
some.
Will be in charge of doing the artwork for it. So, but yeah. No.
She will hand make the bath bombs that we are going to request in mass.
Hell yeah. But all right. Well, we will see you next week. Thanks. See ya.
Bye.
Peace.